Let's see what you have in store for
Thank you,
us.
brother. We'll have a clip, and in the clip, the comedian, a stand-up comedian, talks about his depression. He has the guts to do so. Let's watch it first.
In the life that only I see, who I am, who I really am, is someone who struggles intensely with depression. I have for the last 6 years of my life, and I continue to every day. Now, for someone who has never experienced depression or doesn't really know what that means, that might surprise them to hear, because there's a pretty popular misconception that depression is just being sad when something in your life goes wrong. When you break up with your girlfriend, when you lose a loved one, when you don't get the job you wanted. But that's sadness. That's a natural thing. That's a natural human emotion. Real depression isn't being sad when something in your life goes wrong. Real depression is being sad when everything in your life is going right. That's real depression, and that's what I suffer from. And to be totally honest, that's hard for me to stand up here and say. It's hard for me to talk about. And it seems to be hard for everyone to talk about it, so much so that no one's talking about it. And no one's talking about depression, but we need to be, because right now it's a massive problem. It's a massive problem. But we don't see it on social media, right? We don't see it on Facebook. We don't see it on Twitter. We don't see it on the news, because it's not happy, it's not fun, it's not light. And so because we don't see it, we don't see the severity of it. Depression is okay. If you're going through it, know that you're okay, and know that you're sick. You're not weak, and it's an issue, not an identity, because when you get past the fear and the ridicule and the judgment and the stigma of others, you can see depression for what it really is. And that's just a part of life.
Interesting. The comedian says, shall I address this part to Sayed Rezavi from London? Sayed, assalamu alaikum, welcome to Open Talk one more time.
Assalamu alaikum.
The comedian in the clip, Sayed, mentions that that's a pretty popular misconception, that depression is just being sad when something in your life goes wrong, when you lose a loved one or you don't get the job you wanted. But real depression isn't being sad when something in your life goes wrong. Real depression is when everything in your life is right. Do you agree with this idea?
It could be interpreted in many different ways. I mean, the way I explained earlier, like Imam Ali used to, he had everything as an imam at his disposal, but he used to feel depressed because of the status of people in the society. He knew when he used to see things are going wrong, although
yes.
He had everything, all knowledge of everything, but he used to feel depressed because of their status. So if you are perfect, you are leading your life happily, but when you look at the problems of others, it is bound to create depression in yourself, because if you are concerned about others as well. So maybe this is what he meant. If everything is going right in your life, you are still depressed because you are concerned about, as a social being, because you cannot suppress your feelings, you cannot crush your sadness about the events that are taking place around you. It may not be directly affecting you, but it is affecting us, because, for example, we are sitting here in the Western world. The crises that are going on in the Middle East, and especially in Syria and Iraq, depresses everyone, even though we are extremely satisfied with everything that we have around us, but still we are depressed because of the problems going on in the world.
Yes, thank you, Sayed. And you, Sheikh Dawoodi, quoting the comedian on the issue of depression, he says, depression is okay. If you're going through it, know that you're okay, and know that you are sick. You're not weak, and it's an issue, not an identity. And do you agree with this concept too?
Okay. You know, not completely, because it depends on the definition that we are saying about the depression.
Yeah.
Because some people say, when I have something, I'm not depressed, but I don't have it. So even that thing is negative. If
yes.
I don't have something negative, I am depressed. Why do not have it? But I want to make it. I want to say that there is a big difference between
yes.
sadness and
depression.
Depression. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't mix them up together, because sadness is something, depression is something else. If we see that, for example, I see that the people around me have the problem, I get sad,
yeah.
but not depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think spirituality, that there is no way for depression in the people who are spiritual. Okay,
yes.
but they get sad, yeah, because we say that they are human beings. Okay, that they feel like us,
mm-hmm.
and they sometimes get sad of the situation around them. Okay, but depression is something which is related to our goals, and maybe we have some wrong goals, we do not reach them, so we get depressed. We say that those people who are completely spiritual do not have wrong goals. Okay,
yeah.
that if they do not reach them, they become, you know, depressed.
And do you
so
agree?
They get sad, but not depressed.
That it is a sign of weakness or not?
I have no idea, really. Okay.
So we cannot
Sorry.
Talk over it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Sheikh. Brother Sahir.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Sister Sadiqian. Sayyid Razavi, if I can just very quickly, I think, continue on this one point that Sister Sadiqian brought up, was that, you know, is it considered weakness to be depressed? You know, are you considered somebody with lack of spirituality or just overall weakness if you are suffering from depression?
Yeah, what the explanation the brother gave was very good, that sadness and depression are two different things. Although we could say that sadness can lead to depression, depending on the level of understanding of the person. For example, if an infallible person is sad because of the situation of people and whatever is going on in the society, he would react differently to us. We are not infallible, so we may react differently. What I think the comedian was trying to refer is clinically recognized depression, and that is, of course, that doesn't happen to the people, especially infallibles. We cannot
right.
say that they are clinically depressed.
Okay, thank you, Sayyid Razavi. You know, we have run out of time on today's session, but we will continue our discussion next week on depression, because it is such a vast issue and very important in today's time. I want to at this time thank our guests, Sheikh Daoudi here in our studio in Qom, and as well as Sayyid Razavi, who joined us from London. Thank you, viewers, for joining us, and Sister Sadiqian for supporting us in the program.
And thank you.
Please join us next week on Open Talk. May Allah help us throughout our lives and help us and save us through the ills of depression. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.